down to Biscayne. Yay. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got it all banned. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
Welcome to the latest bonus episode of Five on the Floor here on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. We're on Podbean, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. We're also on Dash Radio on their Nothing But Net channel. That's every single weeknight at 7 p.m. Also, check out Five Reasons YouTube before floor, an hour before every Heat game. Post up 5R as soon as the Heat game ends. And make sure that you're subscribed because you get all of our other content. You can also get our content for free at fivereasonsports.com. Spell that one out. The latest takeaways from Brady Hawk and others without a paywall. We also want to thank our great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network, including our friends over at City Cigar Lounge. If you've been to FTX Arena, you got to check this place out. It's right down the street, and they've got more than 350 different types of premium liquor, including scotch, bourbon, whiskeys, everything you could possibly imagine. More than 50 different brands of premium cigars. They got large, comfortable leather chairs in a very classy environment. We watched the final four game, the championship game there. We had a great time there. They got a great little food menu. Get the Spanish bread. I'm a big fan of that. Happy hour, end game specials. And we're going to do a watch party there at some point during the playoffs. So we'll keep you posted on that. Check it out, citycigarlounge.com. Again, it's like a 4-minute drive from FTX Arena, and you can park upstairs for $10. It's a great deal there, and you'll have a great time. So check it out, City Cigar Lounge in downtown Miami. And now, today's bonus episode. All right, welcome back to Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Here's today's floor plan. It's just me hosting with one guest, our friend Michael McCullough. You can find him at FTX Arena all of the time, although I'm not going to send a search party for him. Of course, he's an executive vice president with about 65 titles. We've had him on here before to talk about the introduction of the City Edition uniforms and everything. That was a smashing success. Now we're going to get to what the Heat are doing here in the playoffs. This made me feel really old, Michael. Not that most things don't, but Tyler Hero at practice the other day, I don't know if you're aware of this, said that he remembered White Hot from watching the Big 3 years, and he was, 3 years old? I'm not sure. Something along those lines at that time. But it's been a while. Let's go through it. Can you go through kind of what years were what? Because, this isn't, I'm not going to make you say it, but this isn't the Sacramento Kings. Like, you guys are in the playoffs a lot. So,
That's well, you hit me where it hurts. That's where I got my start. So
I know that's why I brought it up. Otherwise, I was going to say the Knicks, but it could be either of them. But anyway, let's go through some of the years here. Your first year with the Heat was what year?
I started 97-98.
Okay, so we had a couple of playoff years there. I can't remember then because we were in the old arena there for the first couple of years of that. Were they themed at that point?
No. Look, here's the chronology. It started in Dwayne's rookie year. So the 04-05 year, late in the season, we started handing out black T-shirts for fans who were wearing jerseys to the game. And it was just a thing. And we saw that people liked it. And we started handing out a lot of them. And we noticed that, like, hey, this looks really cool. So when we made the playoffs that year, that magical year with Dwayne and Karan, we decided we were going to theme that back in black. We had missed the playoffs for a number of years. So now we're back in the playoffs, like back on the positive side of the ledger. So we want to go back in black. So we themed that year back in black. Huge success. That was Dwayne's coming out party, hits the big shot. We get to the second round, that whole thing. So it turned out to be great. Next year, Shaq shows up on the scene and we go to the red zone. And the red zone was like a Twilight Zone-ish, right? It was all these magical, mystical things that happened for the home team here in our building. And the red zone was another big success. So the following year, we're like, we went black, we went red, what's left? Well, white was left. But we did our homework on this one, and we figured out, like, you know, when something is white hot, that means like the flame is burning at its brightest. Mm-hmm. And so we took that phrase white hot, and the fans just ran with it. And so that was back in 06. So from 2006 all the way up to like 14, we were white hot for every playoff campaign up and through there. And yes, even when Tyler Herro was just, you know, an infant crawling around watching us on TV.
And also, he was wearing very drippy baby clothes at that point.
Sure. I don't think he was wearing any like Oshkosh.
No. Tyler would not be caught in Oshkosh. He wouldn't be caught dead in that. So, all right. So you went white hot for a while, which is why I think most people remember it. They associate it with it. And then you went, I'm trying to remember, because I covered the 15-16 team. You didn't make the playoffs in 14-15. The 16 playoff team, which may have ended up in the finals if not for Chris's situation and a bunch of other things that happened. That one went to the second round, seventh game against Toronto. I can't recall. 16 was what?
We were white.
Okay.
We were white. So we went white hot. And then when we went into the bubble for social justice, we changed everything to United in Black. Mm-hmm. So we were United in Black in the bubble the year we went to the finals. And then last season, I'm getting all the years mixed up, but I think it was last season, where we had the truncated year, we were United in Black once again. So when we returned this year, we were like, you know what? We're hoping for a full season, packed house, packed fans. Let's transition back to white high. Let's bring it back.
Yeah, I have a black T-shirt from last year. I didn't get to wear that one very long.
That was a quick one.
Yeah, that was a quick. So you haven't gone back to Red Zone then since?
No, Red Zone was one season only. And I'll give you a little insight on Red Zone. Mm. The thing that was great about black is, and you're showing it right now, everybody has black in their closet.
Right.
You tell people to wear a black shirt, not an issue, right? Everybody's got black in their closet. Red was a challenge. Mm-hmm. Just think, like, in my own closet, like, how much red do you have? So we distributed shirts and we sold a lot of red at retail, but I had a lot of comments from people about red, like it was just a challenging color to wear. And then when you go to white, again, we live in Miami, everybody's got white in their closet. Then we just kind of doubled down with all the merchandise that we created. And again, the great thing about White Hot is everybody kind of figured out, like, I can do White Hot on my own terms. Mm-hmm. And that's what we really like. Like, you don't need a giveaway T-shirt to participate in our White Hot. Everybody goes out, they do their shopping. They're shopping right now because I hear people talking about it. They want to get their coolest White Hot fit. And then they walk into the building already dressed. So the giveaway T-shirt's like a bonus when we have those. It's people have adopted it as their own campaign. And now our fans own it. And to me, that's what our fans do better than any other fan base in the NBA. They own this concept unlike anywhere else.
So for the giveaway T-shirts, like I'm trying to recall on this too. So is that it's typically one T-shirt for the entire run, or do you guys sometimes you switch them during rounds?
Yeah, look, it really just depends. Well, for on Sunday, we've got a rally towel as a giveaway. It'll be white, of course. Mm. Game two, we have a T-shirt by Florida Blue. Okay. And game three, we go back to the rally towel. So look, the T-shirts are great because it's great exposure for us. It's great exposure for a partner. And again, it becomes a souvenir to prove like I was in the place to be for that particular game. From a white hot standpoint, like I hope my words don't come back to bite me, but our fans are savvy enough and they get it enough to know like their job is to walk in the door ready. Like the assignment is come to work dressed in white hot. And hopefully that's what happens on Sunday at 1 o'clock.
All right. So let's go through other parts of the campaign here, because I know it's not just a T-shirt or a rally towel. What else do you guys have planned?
Well, it's all about retail. And, you know, thankfully, I've got some things I can show you here. So you talked about
showing them. Just happen to have them nearby. Look at that.
Well, you know, I'm a marketer, right? So this is a mashup style Heat logo, Heat mark. We don't want to leave mashup behind, but we just want to leave the mashup jerseys behind. Like, okay, Don't come in here with mashup on Sunday or Tuesday. Like, mashup had its run and it will have its time, but this is all about white hot. So leave mashup at home. But here's another really cool, this shirt is cool because it's two-sided. So you get the Miami Heat in the front, and then you get the cool mashup style stuff going on in the back. So like we love mashup. Like it's been a huge success for us. Like one of the most successful uniforms we've ever done. But again, this is now about white hot. So our fans have to just make that switch. And this is where being really good marketers maybe comes back to bite you a little bit, because we convince people like, we really want you to wear Mashup, and we really want you to buy Vice, but now we really want you to leave those at home.
Right. Right. I gotcha. Totally understood. I mean, that is the byproduct of a successful campaign, is people get attached to it. Right. And obviously, we don't know. We never know before the playoffs start if it's going to be a 1 week run or a 2 month run. So how far in advance do you guys kind of have to plan this stuff out?
We've been talking about this all year. Like, literally, we talk about this stuff all year. And from a standpoint of planning, like, all it really does is gives us a chance to get way out in front of stuff like shirt design. As we get later in the rounds, like what other promotions and campaigns we might want to use to augment what we're doing. It allows us to line up partners like Baptist Health for the rally towels and Florida Blue for the t-shirts. We've been talking about it so much, like, again, for the fans, we don't want to leave any doubt, right? It's not like, well, maybe we're white hot or maybe not. Like, as soon as we clinched, the first thing we did was that Bernie video that showed Bernie all in white hot. Like, our fans know about it, but from an experience standpoint, like you pointed out before, you either experienced white hot back in the Big Three era, or maybe even before that. So you had one kind of experience. Or if you're young and you didn't get to kind of be part of that, maybe this is your first time when you get to come to the building and you get to participate in white hot. And just like what Tyler was talking about, and Bam, like, they know about it. Mm-hmm. They're really anticipating seeing what it's like and being a part of it. So from the fan standpoint, again, I give our fans a lot of credit. Like, you know, our fans get a lot of crap.
Yes.
You know, and I don't want to talk about those national media members who give our fans crap, but our fans do this one thing better than anybody. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you turn on the TV in the playoffs and you'll see like these crazy checkerboard designs of t-shirts that were given away. Like, we don't need that.
Right.
Like, we don't need that here. Our fans walk in the door and they're dressed and they're ready for work. And that's how they've owned the campaign.
Sunday might make it a little more complicated, though. Easter Sunday at 1 o'clock.
It's brunch with the heat, Ethan. It's brunch with the heat, man. Sunday brunch in South Florida is a huge thing. Just do it here.
You're going to have people in three-piece white suits coming into the arena, probably around 1:15. But anyway, that's a whole other matter. When I saw that on the schedule, I'm like, no, don't do that to Miami. Not at all.
Yeah, and you know, like, you get what you get. You play who you play. You play when you play. We're not going to complain about anything. Like, we're the number one seed. We're in the playoffs. White hot is back. Like, we're rolling.
I wonder what the Lakers are doing for their playoff promotion this year. Ooh. Anyway, do you have anything to close with, Michael, before we let you go?
You set me up right there on that one. Let me get that question out of the way so I don't respond to it. No, look, tickets available, heat.com/tickets. If you don't have them, if you want to spend brunch with us on Sunday, come on down. Don't forget about Tuesday, heat.com/tickets. We got the rally towels on Sunday, t-shirts on Tuesday. Do your white hot shopping now. Our stores are all open. We're stocked with white hot gear. So now it's on the fans. Like I said before, the players did their part. They secured home court advantage. Fans, now come out and let's give them a home court advantage.
All right. And for the finals, make sure you get an extra white t-shirt for Eddie Johnson when he comes into the building. Michael, we appreciate the time. Executive Vice President of the Miami Heat. Well, I don't know that you're going to do this with me again, but it's okay. We always appreciate the time.
I will do it again. And I know Eddie Johnson, and I will have that extra t-shirt for Eddie.
Absolutely. Make sure you have one. Tell him a little bit about the culture behind it. Although Jay Williams compared Suns culture to Heat culture this morning. So we're all over the place. Michael, we appreciate it. Thank you. We're happy you got out of Sacramento. Thanks to our sponsor, City Cigar Lounge. And check out the rest of the content on the Five Reasons Sports channel and on Five on the Floor.
All right. Thanks, Ethan.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Five Regional Sports Network.